Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's President's Day, February 20th, 2017. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. This is the Train Wreck Radio Show, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And it's great to be here once again. We got an incredible show tonight. Again, I'm bringing my good friend from Mid-America Land Restoration, Chuck Hinman, on. We've had some developments over at Fukushima over the past couple weeks, and it's getting really hairy out there. There's a lot of stuff that's really bad going to come from this reactor, these meltdowns. Folks, it's not one reactor that melted down over there. It's several. It's, I believe, three reactors, two in complete meltdown, if I remember correctly. We will get all those details in 3 minutes and 33 seconds as I take care of these fine folks who support my show with some support from our show to them. And we'll be back in 3 minutes, 33 seconds.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
That's all. It's cut down.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called LESMA. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this one, this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. Yes, indeed. Of course, it is another episode of the Train Wreck Radio Show. please bear with us as our co-host, Shaw Signs, is going through a rough patch trying to keep it together. But we'll keep praying for her and welcome her back as soon as her time is of essence to make it back. We miss you, Shaw. We're looking forward to having you come back to the show here in the near future. And, of course, to fire up Constitutional Truth. This is the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Let's keep this train on the rails today on the Trainwreck Radio Show. Tonight we have Chuck Hinman from Mid-America Land Restoration once again. Chuck, welcome to the show, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. It's been a few weeks since you and I got hooked up again.
Yeah, you know, I try to keep some of my guests on a rotation, get them in every few weeks because the issues at hand are very important, such as the Fukushima disaster. And, of course, my good friend I have on rotation, I bring him in every few weeks, Charles Kaperwitz of the Counterman Amendment. He's working real hard. That's countermans.us. If you're looking for information on that, good stuff. What I want to start off the show with, of course, first is a little explanation about Mid-America Land Restoration and what you guys are doing there, because I think that's very important, as well as the Fukushima disaster, because what you guys are doing is creating something that can help clean up the mess, of course, being ignored. So we need to get the message out about Mid-America Land Restoration as well. So tell folks a little bit about your organization and group, what you guys are trying to accomplish, and we'll talk about the developments at the Fukushima reactor the last couple of weeks. Those things are shaking over there, not as far as earthquakes, but as far as meltdowns. So tell us about Mid-America Land Restoration real fast.
Well, Mid-America Land Restoration right now is just basically trying to educate people to what's going on around them and giving a solution to what we can do with it, meaning we have way too much going on in our food supply between chemical residues and things showing up in our food, which we are consuming every day, trying to get back to a more of a grassroots farming. If everybody would understand what's in our soil that keeps us sustainable, are our microbes. And between the natural balance of everything, years and years of putting down anhydrous ammonia out there in those fields and then going to chemicals, and now there's a lot of trying to do good with cover crops and trying to go no-till. I don't have a problem with that, just as long as we start paying attention to what's going on around us. And with no-till and cover crops are putting some microbial back into the soil naturally, which is a good thing, just not enough. The problem with all the herbicides and pesticides are being sprayed upon us is the Roundups, big mess there. We got too much showing up in our food, which is affecting people in many, many ways. We got a lot of farmers that are handling these chemicals, and they're now in health issues because they're handling what they claim are safe pesticides and herbicides and stuff, and their bodies have absorbed so much of it they're in problem. Just trying to get back to a natural balance to where we can be sustainable and outgrow the GMO chemical-resistant stuff and go back to a natural balance on our food and our water supply, because the bottom line is economics 101. If we are trying to sustain and grow our food supply in contaminated soil, which contaminates our water because our soil is our natural filter to our water, what do we have left when everything's contaminated and we have no resources left?
Yes, it's pretty scary. Now, a lot of folks don't understand is the Fukushima disaster was in 2011. These reactors, I believe there's three, am I correct?
The reactor buildings that they keep talking about, we've got reports that there are multiple reactors in each one of those buildings. We've never been told the truth from day one for 6 years.
Right, so it could be even worse than we could ever even imagine.
Exactly.
Now, I heard something like a fuel rod or something melted through the protective shell in the reactor last week, something along those lines.
Well, what they're finding is because they've never been able to pull readings from within, and human body gets fried inside out if you're in there more than 2 to 5 minutes.
Right.
It's that hot. It is killing robots in there if they're in there very long. And that's where they got some of the readings in our video from was a robot that discovered the hole in the containment vessel. So
right.
My question is, with the readings coming out of the containment vessel, how long has that hole been there? They've never been able to get into there. Was it just found? These readings that we're getting out of there, yeah. They've never been able to get in there before. So how long has this hole really been there? We don't know.
Amazing. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this over the last few days, knowing that we're getting ready to do this show. And I see the, you know, they show you the pictures. It kind of almost looks like a weather map of the Pacific Ocean. Folks, when you look at a weather map, they have like dark green is light rain, light green is a little heavier rain, and it goes out from there in different colors. And they do basically the same thing of the Pacific Ocean. And the pictures that I've seen show that basically the whole Pacific Ocean is poisoned right now with Fukushima radiation. Am I correct?
Yes, unfortunately. When you look at the fact that we've had somewhere around 300 tons every day leaked into that ocean for just at almost 6 years now, there's a lot of contamination out there. And the problem I got with this, the biggest problem we have with this, sorry, Mark, for the lack of better words, this fake news propaganda machine that's running rampant in this country.
Yeah.
That is... You know, the propaganda of the nuclear cartel and nuclear industry is amazing. You know, when the nuclear industry started up in the 1950s and they were doing their science and their research and doing all their case studies of probably looking for worst case scenario, much like what we're dealing with today. But in the 1950s, right. I believe it was 55, 56, somewhere in there, they discovered that the radiation in this leakage does not dilute in ocean water, and that there was no safe levels of radiation. Well, this propaganda machine we're dealing with today is trying to sell us a bill of goods that it does dilute in the ocean water and that radiation is good for us.
Yeah.
So when you look at the contamination levels we're dealing with, and the fact that I've got reports on the Facebook page of Mid-America Land Restoration there on Facebook that talk about approximately in the last 36 months, maybe 40 months, that they have discovered a possible full breakdown and loss of almost 1,000 species in our ocean.
And once the ocean dies, folks, when the ocean dies, it's really bad.
And it's
because if the ocean dies, we die.
Because all these oceans are attached by one current or another. It will spread. It does evaporate. What goes up must come down. People need to remember this instance. When we were all kids and we went to school, we got taught simple science mechanisms of how this planet works. Planet spins, we got gravity, we got an atmosphere, we got Mother Earth, and we share the same prevailing jet stream. And then when you remember the precipitation clouds, how they're formed. Evaporation goes up, drifts, and comes back down in rain. When you're dealing with the precipitation off of these oceans, the moisture off this ocean is so heavily contaminated and is coming down and deposited elsewhere inland. And then you're looking at the atmosphere conditions. Hello. Why do you think Canada and the United States was named kill zone when Fukushima happened 6 years ago? Because we're the first land mass.
Right. So, what other developments are coming out of the Fukushima disaster now besides the, didn't they send a drone down in there in the hole as well? Or is that what took the picture? A drone went down, not a robot.
No, a robot went in. Drones can't go in there because then they stir it up and they die probably faster. There it is. February 19th. Fukushima had a 5.5 earthquake. Was that in the news anymore? Did anybody get told about that?
Nope, and I'm sure that's shaking and rattling the melted down reactors. Now, these reactors are in full meltdown, right? Like China syndrome. Except
they are in China
America
syndrome.
America syndrome. They're going to burn through America.
When they showed the video or they showed the pieces of photo of this corium breach, that is where China syndrome comes from.
Yep.
The corium has gotten so hot it left the building. And she's melting in. And then you see all of these articles where they're looking for these fuel rods. They're not finding them. Well, where do you think they are at? We had implosions 6 years ago. They're either A, scattered through our atmosphere and coming down on us, or they've left the building just like these have.
And what is considered for a person, not the new rules, they changed it to fit what's happening, but the way it was before Fukushima, even before the earthquake, before the disaster, what was considered dangerous levels of radiation exposure to humans?
Well, if we go back to our counts per minute on what used to be our normal background to what used to be abnormal in alert warnings and evacuation levels, our normal, what used to be, was a 4 to 20 count per minute. And then anything above 50 counts per minute was known to be abnormal. Anything over 300 counts, or 100 counts was an alert or warning, and 300 counts was known to be an evacuation / hazmat.
Okay. So 300
counts
per minute. What
300
counts
CPM per minute.
Then? Counts per
right.
minute. CPM. 300 would be an evacuation. Now, last time I was looking at some of the numbers, because you send me the numbers frequently, I noticed Miami was somewhere in the neighborhood of like 1,200 counts per minute.
And higher.
Yet no one's being evacuated. And if they were, where would they evacuate to?
As you said, the whole northern hemisphere is contaminated. Nobody's talking about it. So this is part why I got involved 6 years ago. Not only is the humanitarian aid deal trying to keep everybody alert and trying to keep everybody educated, but the microbes are the only thing on this planet that are going to help combat this. There is no chemicals on this planet that can deal with radiation. When we stop and look and think back how this planet was created, we've always had natural radiation via the sun and the different minerals, your uranium and whatnot, that leached up out of the ground from the mines and just natural deposits. We've always had that. But we've also always had a natural balance with the microbes that kept us in line. Now that we've got all of this onslaught of chemicals and the onslaught of chemtrails, which if you pay attention to any of the chemtrail reports, they stepped up the chemtrails 6 years ago for a major reason called Fukushima. They were trying to bring a lot of those bigger particles down out of the atmosphere where we're breathing. So in a way, they're trying to help us, but in a way, with the stuff that they're using, it isn't any good for us. And then by putting all these deposits on our soil and not doing anything with it, because we've killed the natural balance, we've got to start putting these microbes back down in our soil so we can sustain our crops and keep our water clean. I mean, in 2014, the Obama administration and Obama's EPA raised the radiation safety limits in our drinking water 27,000 times and changed the acceptable death rate from 1 in 10,000 people to a new acceptable 1 in 23. And that wasn't in the news, thanks to our lovely media sources.
So then 1 in 23 people compared to what was it in the past? 1 in 10,000. 10,000. So they just change the numbers to whatever they see fit to make it fit into the safety zone, so to speak.
Exactly. They built the safety zone back around what we're dealing with to basically keep it out of the media, to keep from educating people on what was going on, because they didn't want mass hysteria. They didn't want panic. But you know what? I still firmly believe that people are – we can educate people.
Mm-hmm.
To how to sustain and how, what we can be doing and move on with it. Well, I mean, really, you either don't tell people and keep it hidden from people, then you got genocide. Or we can educate one another and say, hey, we can do this or not, and either way, we're screwed. So what do you got to lose? Can we try this to – to survive or what?
Insane. Now, of course, everybody, you know, some folks may say this is a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory, but the New World Order is in control, folks. And they're slowly losing control here, thanks to President Trump and others that are standing up to the New World Order. But their New World Order is real, and their idea of the world is kill off 500 million people or bring the level of the population to 500 million people and get rid of everybody else. I think there's some kind of United Nations grand scheme here, even though it sounds like a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theory. It seems very feasible because we know the New World Order is real. We know that they want to have a one-world government and countries without borders, otherwise known as no countries. you know what I mean?
So, I mean, we can all stand up and fight for our God-given rights to survive.
Right.
Because let's face it.
I think it's part of their population control scheme.
It may have been in the beginning, but now the Fukushima is as bad as it is.
It's dangerous to everybody.
It's a demise to them as well as everybody else.
Yeah,
I mean, you can build your big bunkers and try to do what you can, but unfortunately, when you've got radiation-sniffing planes starting to search the Ukraine, looking for whatever's leaking the last few weeks that's popping up, just like years ago with Chernobyl before they found it, we've got other reactors that are leaking, and they're looking for them, but they don't know which ones it are. So when you look at the number of nuclear reactors, not only here in the United States, that are leaking every day, but around the globe, And when it goes into the atmosphere, what people need to realize, we share the same atmosphere. We have the same prevailing jet streams. What goes up in Japan today will be right here in the breadbasket of this country, depending on the loop of the jet stream, anywhere from 18 to 20 days, right here in the breadbasket of this country.
Right. Raining right over the Missouri River, where the Dakota Access Pipeline, they're worried about contaminating that river with the leaking oil, where the river's already contaminated by Fukushima radiation raining down. This is the true definition of what they called in the 70s acid rain.
And then when you stop and think about it, in the bigger scheme, you know, we can sustain, we can be putting massive amounts of microbes down, we can get our soil and the water back, we can use the microbes in our homes for ourselves, but in order for all of this to take place, people have got to understand we got a problem and things have got to be admitted. And they're not going to admit to this kind of a problem because they don't want world panic.
Right. Now this thing's been leaking long enough, and a lot of people know it's leaking. Couldn't they just come out? I mean, this is one of the reasons why they haven't told us about the Area 51, because they don't want to cause mass hysteria. It's years later. Nobody cares about Area 51 anymore. Do you think that's something they might be trying to attempt? Stretch it out so long that when they finally go, you know what, this disaster is so bad, but, we're all here and we're working on it. You think that's part of the plan, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I think in the big plan where they've came out with all these movies and this propaganda nonsense, trying to educate everybody and get everybody to accept nuclear radiation. I mean, we just had a movie called Godzilla come out where it was all about radiation. And I think the Hollywood elites, they know how severe it is, but yet they're downplaying it through the movies. And then you got the regulations that keep getting changed to get it hidden from us. And now you got the propaganda, radiation's good for you. It's the, bottom line is there is no safe level of radiation, period.
Right.
Yeah, history will repeat itself, and history will show that the results of the 50s are accurate. When you look at the death rate of 1 in 23, Mark, take a minute while I'm talking about this and ponder your family size, not only yours but your wife, and then you consider nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, and then look and think about it. 1 in 23 people, and that's acceptable.
I mean, somebody I know is going to get radiation poisoning of some form from Fukushima. 1 in 23 people, somebody I am directly associated with, is going to have some kind of problem because of this radiation.
Cancer, dementia, heart attacks, heart disease. There's an onslaught of health issues. Those alone, if you backstep it far enough, all have a common thread called ionized radiation. So we're looking at, and here's the other, this is the biggest factor that everybody needs to wake up to. Mark, what is the number one killer of our children today?
From what I understand, cancer.
That is correct. Cancer.
Killing children. And it's only going to get worse.
Killing children.
Fukushima disaster. It's just continuing to get worse.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
What's happening, folks? We're talking with Chuck Hinman from Mid-America Land Restoration about the Fukushima disaster. Could this be the very end of the world? Could this be the catastrophe that just puts the final nail in the coffin of humanity? Because the Pacific Ocean is dying. It's raining, acid rain on our crops and our river supplies across mid-America. Contaminated in New York. It's contaminated in Miami. It's contaminated in Texas, California, Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Idaho. The contamination is across this country. If it's across this country and the disaster happened in Japan, it probably means it's across every country by now. And if it's not across every country, pretty soon it will be. Do we have any ways of gauging the radioactive levels in Europe, overseas?
They probably do over there. I've looked. I've got people in Sweden. I've had people in UK from doing all these different venues that I do. Try to reach out to me, whether it's an email, or I've even taken phone calls from Australia in the middle of the night wanting to know what they can do down there, because they've got a similar problem going on down there where they're wanting to put in nuclear power plants and create a mess down there. And anyway, I've been asked and I've looked. I have found nothing in our system for monitoring over there. But I'm sure they're being monitored, because this is a global event. Because here's what the deal is. When Fukushima happened, they did a little old school and a little new school. They took the old weather balloon, tied GPS and monitors to it, took it out on a ship south of Japan and released it. It was back into Japan territory in 40 days. It circled the planet and was back in the origin of Japan in 40 days. So when you look at the fact that what goes up in Japan today, not only will be here in the middle of the country in 12, 18, 20 days, but it'll be back around over in the Japan origin in 40. Every day's leakage is in the atmosphere or on the ground. And then just like you said, a year or two ago when we had all of the wildfires up north there, all of those trees that absorbed it, when they burned, guess what? It got re-released right back up into the atmosphere through the smoke and heat. So, you know, when they incinerate stuff over there in Japan, and then they start looking at the incineration, and you look at the leakage, we've got some serious problems, and nobody is being educated on it.
Yeah, you don't see anything. I mean, there were some blurbs that made it across the news screens last week, I believe. A couple of little things. They mentioned it real fast, and then they buried it behind a bunch of bogus bullcrap, fake news, lying stories about some bogus crap or some news agency or some false report against our current president.
And they buried the Fukushima story. So misdirected and so misleading. Our president can't even take his family out for steak supper and avoid the press without getting hammered for it, but yet the media will not cover what they should be. They should not. They're not out here doing any investigation on what is really killing this country. I mean, we know that the radiation is affecting people's thought process. We know we have a big increase in dementia going on across this country, and these support groups that are asking for help, trying to figure out why is this happening, what is going on, why are so many of us coming down with it at such a young age? And we can't announce anything about it because that's the laws of the support groups. You're there to vent, and that's it, and ask for help as caretakers. But when you look at the large number of people with dementia, and dementia used to be, you know, you're elderly. We're talking about people in their 20s that are coming down with dementia that will never get to fully grasp their children growing up because they're going to lose recognition of who you are. So when you look at the cancer, the heart attacks, the heart disease, the strokes, the brain aneurysms, And then this forcing of the vaccinations with all of this mercury in it, people need to really pay attention to our environment to understand why this is going on and know that there are things here we can do about it. That was the biggest thorn in my butt outside of Obama telling everybody 6 years ago, don't worry about it, that's Japan. We'll never see any of the effects of it here. It's like, holy moly, this planet doesn't work that way. We don't stand still in time. What happens over there affects us here. It's mind-blowing. And even the simple science on how this planet works is not taught in school anymore.
Nope. So much is not taught in school anymore. It's amazing how much they don't teach in school, as far, you know, from history to civic duty.
And they change the history book on them all the time. So, good Lord, let's not tell anybody the truth anymore.
Yeah, you know, truth. People can't handle the truth because truth is now the new hate speech. You speak the truth, folks hate you. They don't want nothing to do with you. You know, it's pretty scary.
I mean,
stuff.
The Confederate flag was the racist flag, my butt. But hey, what do I know, right?
Right. You know. Now the American flag is the racist flag. Who knows? These people are crazy. I think what's happening is the radiation from Fukushima has got into their brain so deeply that the first ones being affected are the liberals. And I think maybe that's the illness that they face is maybe nuclear illness from the Fukushima leak that started almost six years ago and still leaks, and it's affecting their brains. They all have dementia in the millennial generation. And the few that don't, listen to my show, hopefully. And we're going to have a cool show coming up here soon. We're going to be talking about it this Wednesday with the Patriot Nation Radio Network hosts and producers and folks that help me do this show each week. Constitutional millennials, the next generation. You've got a young man who is very aware of his natural rights, his God-given rights, and is very interested in the Constitution. And we're going to give him a platform to speak to his peers about the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the American way of life. That's going to be good stuff. I'm looking forward to that show. And, of course, another show we're going to put together, Devil Dogs USA with Gonzalo Duran. So look forward to those shows coming up here in the next month or so as we get these on the books and on the Patriot Nation Radio Network schedule. Good stuff. But I like when people get involved and want to make a difference, whether it's with veterans, whether it's educating people on the Constitution, or whether it's educating people about the disaster known as Fukushima. Now, at Mid-America Land Restoration, you guys are trying to tell people about the microbes that you can use in the soil and the water. Talk a little bit about those microbes that can really help. If they can get this leak to stop, we might be able to, you know, make a difference. What can the microbes do?
We will never get Fukushima sealed up. It's too far gone.
Right.
That has got to be announced. There is no way to contain Fukushima. And when it happened, I gave the ocean 10 years. I don't think now we're 6 years at the mark. I don't even think we're going to make it 10 years with our ocean. Time will tell. The biggest thing we got to understand is our survival. With a dead planet, the contamination, the methane that's building up in the atmosphere that's coming from somewhere, and there's thermos showing that the ocean's heating up. Well, yeah, stop and think about it. We compost, our compost piles cook internally because of the decaying of the compost. What do y'all think that ocean's doing with all of that dead sea life? She's heating up because she's decaying. And she's producing methane out the wazoo. So we got a lot of work to do with that ocean. But before we can get to that, we got to survive ourselves. So when you look at the microbial aspect of things, there are a lot of key factors in play. you've got to understand family counts. You got to understand how species counts come. A lot of formulators out there are only using 2, 4, 6, 8 families, producing 12, 16, 18, 24 species. We're running 25 named families and producing over 125 species. So when you start looking at price factors, you need to compare apples to apples, and don't compare me to a peach, because I've got a whole lot more than just 12 families, 12 species, 24 species. We're running 125 species. We're on a fine balance. And that's where we're a lot more diverse in what we're doing, because we do have a larger microbial count, and we're natural. We're not right. Lab-grown. We're not genetically altered. We are nature in a bottle. And that's where I've always said from day one on every program, Mother Nature's crying, and she needs her IV. And this is the only IV we can give her, is her own medicine. And that's where we come in with the microbes.
Right on.
Because we can't pump up Mother Nature on GMO nonsense, because then we're going to have more destruction.
So someone wants to get in touch with Chuck Hinman and Mid-America Land Restoration to maybe put some of the microbes in their soil just for the heck of it, because it helps other places too. It's good and healthy for soil. How could someone get some of those microbes just to put in and say they want to grow some corn out back?
They want to grow an
acre of corn.
You've got two sources. You can reach me through the main website, and while you're there, you can look at the different usages. We've got it for our livestock, our breeders, and horses, and cattle, to chickens, to whatever. It's full onslaught of livestock, and then we got our soil remediation and our water products, and then you can see how we use it in our homes. The main website is MidAmericaLandRestore.com, Mid-America Land Restoration via Facebook. Main website, you can hit the contact page and simply call me, email me, however. Facebook, you can do the same thing. You can message me anytime and I will respond.
Excellent.
I don't mind giving out the phone numbers, but at the same time, hey, I want you to go look at the website. I want you to see what else
right.
we're doing. Let's not
Amen.
Shortcut it. I'm not asking for everybody to take my word for it. I want you to look at the website. I want you to look at things. Come on over to Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook and see what's going on in our environment. I'm full of news.
And there you can get some of the radioactive numbers, the counts per minute that are polluting cities and towns across this country. So head on over to Mid-America Land Restoration on Facebook. And MidAmericaLandRestore.com, and get all the information. Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this evening, and I would love it if you could stick around. I got another guest going to come on and talk about a little event we have this weekend here in Florida.
One more thing before I leave, Mark, if I can.
Absolutely.
Tonight,
yes,
I am representing a conference call that I've stepped up and started doing every other Monday. Tonight's conference call will be at 8 o'clock Central Time. That phone number you can call is 641-552-9100. And then the code to get in to the particular call is 907638 and the pound sign. We'll
Excellent.
Have doctors on board that'll talk about it with me, and we'll go into a little bit more of the depth detail of what is going on and what we can really do about it, not only for our soil and our water, but for us as a human count.
Maybe here in a couple of weeks, we can get one of these doctors to come on the show and explain some more in depth as the Fukushima reactor continues to leak and destroy this precious globe that we live on. Again, Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you'd like to stay on and listen, that's up to you. I appreciate all you're doing and all your efforts to try and educate people on this amazing disaster that's occurring in the Pacific Ocean and around the globe and in the breadbasket of America through acid rain, nuclear waste from the skies. It's crazy. Thanks again, sir.
Thank you, Mark. You have yourself a good night, and I'll stick around for a little while, and then I got to go get ready for the next event.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, we're back, folks. Our next guest tonight is John Lofgren. He is the author of Atlas Shouts. Search that out, of course, on, I believe, Amazon. Doing pretty good over there on the Amazon.com. Atlas Shouts. You want to make sure you get a copy of that. And if you don't get a can't get a copy of it that way, we're having a great event in Brooksville, Florida, this Saturday, the 25th of February, from 1 to 5 p.m., and may go a little longer than that. We'll see. We have a great lineup of guests. Of course, the night will be topped off with Miss Shalise Finicum Finch, the daughter of assassinated patriot and great American Lavoy Finicum, a year and a month ago. And there'll be camping available, $10 donation suggested per night. We'll be getting out there Friday night with String Theory is going to play a set for us, a set or two. We're going to break out our acoustic guitars and sit around the bonfire when he wraps it up. Welcome to the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, John Lofgren. What's happening, John?
Looking right back at you, Mark. Great to be on the show with Patriot Nation. Thank you so much. Thanks
no
for
problem.
The nice introduction.
Let's talk first about your book. As I like to get people a little promotion when they come on the show. Free shameless plugs, so to speak.
Amen.
Tell a little bit about your book and how folks can get a copy.
So the best way to find and order the book is on Amazon. I always tell people to please go and read the reviews. The reviews are stellar. It's right now the number 14 money policy book on Amazon out of 7,000 books. So the it's a book about money policy that the average person can read and understand what the Fed is doing and why it's wrong and what Congress is doing to ruin our money supply. So that's basically it. You can think of it like if Aaron Brockovich was exposing chemical pollution, then I'm exposing economic pollution. That's the easiest way to think of it.
Eesh. Man, oh, man, folks. Number 14, in the top 20 on Amazon right now. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, folks. That's Atlas Shouts. Look it up on Amazon.com. Get a copy today. Now, this Friday coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be down at the farm. And not only is John an author, but he's a guitar-playing singer who does the best of Motown classic rock. I heard a couple of songs. He sent me a song by Boston and a song by the Eagles. And if you like Boston and you like the Eagles, you like classic rock and Motown, come down to the farm this Friday night starting at 8 p.m. And that's in Brooksville, Florida, 19234 Lake Lindsay Road, Brooksville, Florida, 34601. Come one, come all. Bring the cat, bring the dog, bring the wife, bring the kid, bring grandma, bring mom. It's a family event. The whole weekend we'll be there, Friday and Saturday, eating, drinking,
and
being merry.
Absolutely, yeah, we're going to have fun. It's not going to be a boring economic speech. I like to think of myself as the only singing economist in America. And we have a blast. We some serious talk going on, some hard topics come up, but we try to keep it light and friendly and realize we're blessed to have challenges. We're not it's not a shame or a shame that we're put in this situation. You know, every generation of America has faced challenges before us. And, you know, we have to rise up and face our challenges as well. You know, that's just part of life. So, you know, let's take it on and grab it by the horns and let's have some fun while we're doing it.
Absolutely. And educating the people. Some folks have no idea what's going on. You know, there's so many things happening in this world. And that's why we have a great lineup this week at our event. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday at the same location, the Fawn. It's really shaping up to be something spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a great lady, a good friend of mine here from my area, lives right around here, Audrey. She's a vocal coach and an amazing singer.
Oh, cool.
She's going to open our show, open up our event with the national anthem. I've heard her sing it before. She sings it very well. Followed, of course, by the Pledge of Allegiance and my good friend, Pastor Jack, who will do an opening prayer and bless this event. He's going to give this event a blessing. He's a black robe minister, and we'll have him explain, you can mingle with him in the crowd and ask him exactly what the black robe ministers are and their role in the revolution of this country. A lot of those guys were instrumental in the beginnings of our country as far as the black robe ministers go. And then a good friend of ours also from our area here, Rod Sillars. This man is absolutely a legend in my eyes. When I listen to this man sing and play, he takes me to another plane of consciousness almost. He's amazing. He's going to be playing a short set of music. He's going to play a couple of short sets of music during the night as well as run the soundboard on Saturday. He's a great, great man, and I look forward to meeting this guy. He's an inspiration, John. He's really awesome. And after he does a short set, I'm gonna come out. The host of Patriot Nation Radio will come up on the stage, and you just rah, rah, rah the crowd, get them ready for the meat and potatoes of this whole event. It's going to be a little. I'm going to be like the pep rally in at halftime. I'm the halftime show. I'll be Lady Gaga. and I will be, of course, emceeing and introducing the guests, each guest as they come on. That'll be followed right after me will be you, John. You'll come out and give your speech, chit-chat to the crowd, and tell them a little bit about what you're up to. And then we have another awesome guest confirmed earlier this week, a good friend of mine now through the Facebook and coming on my show a few times. Her son is incarcerated for taking 6 photographs on a submarine. The charges are mishandling classified information. We have another person in this country who ran around in a crazy presidential campaign who has 150 counts of mishandling classified information and ran for president, Miss Hillary Clinton. She's free. This man took 6 photos and is in prison for a year. He got stripped of his military career and everything. His mom, who's going around the country, getting on all the talk shows, speaking about the double standards in America, which that is one of the most blatant double standards you could see.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen Saucier, she's going to come on the stage and give a speech to tell us about what they've been going through and the double standards. Then we have, for a brief speech from the Liberty Bells, Jamie Spears is going to do a little speech, and then we're going to introduce our featured guest of the night, Shalice Finnicum Finch, whose father was senselessly murdered, assassinated, gunned down in a snowbank in Oregon, 1 year and a month from the date of our show almost. She will be our featured speaker, and she's continuing his message, as the judge in the Oregon trial called it, spreading the virus, and that virus is the Constitution. Opening people's eyes and mind to the document that gave us this great country and sustained it for the last 240 years. Folks, this is going to be one heck of an event. And when Shalice wraps up her speech, John will join us again with another short set of music. And then Audrey will come out and sing God Bless America to wrap up the event. It's going to be one heck of an event. This is a family event. So come hear some classic rock, hear some Motown, hear Rod, hear some great speakers, and get some education on what's happening in America today. Just like tonight with the Fukushima reactor mess, this stuff is happening across the country, all kinds of things. The government is overreaching in all aspects of folks' lives, and many people you talk to have no idea. They have this false sense of freedom because they get up every Sunday, pull on their socks and pants, go out to the store, get a sandwich, get some wings, get some beer, come home, sit on the couch, put on the game. And if they feel like moving to California tomorrow, they can. A false sense of freedom. but see if your civil rights get violated by the federal government or by any government official, and see if you can use the Constitution as your defense and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They laugh at you. So this is what's happening in our country. But let's keep talking about our event Friday. Give us three songs that you plan on playing for us Friday night. Just the title of three. Just a little tease.
So I was just working. I got some Al Green, you know, Let's Stay Together, Love and Happiness. Some Boss Gags, Georgia Lowdown, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Saturday in the Park. I might even play New York State of Mind for my New York friends like yourself. That's not quite soul music, but I can play New York State of Mind really well.
And I heard your lady is a fellow Long Islander like myself.
Yep. Yes, you went to St. John High School, so you guys should have something to talk about while you're there.
I'm sure we will.
Midnight Train to Georgia. Love Train by the OJs. I got that one ready. Yeah, we'll have some good stuff going. We'll get the crowd. I get a lot of sing-along.
It's gonna be fun.
You know, play something. We'll play, go back to play some John Denver, some stuff we can sing on here from John Denver, too. So it won't all be sold,
excellent,
but it'll be stuff people know. Some Neil Diamond, a little bit of little things people know and can join in and sing along. So everybody's part of the festivities, not just me.
Excellent. Good stuff. And tell folks again one more time how they can get Atlas Shouts. And we'll get ready to wrap this episode up. We made it to the end. We did good. We got everybody in, got everybody informed, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a good time. And tell everybody how they can get a copy of Atlas Shouts.
Just plug in Amazon on your browser and search for Atlas Shouts, and you'll get a hit right away. It's right there. And like I said, if you're not considering buying it, please, I ask you to go read the reviews. They're stellar. I'm very proud of them. They're a very smart and articulate audience. A lot of engineers I've worked with. So the book has been well reviewed by a lot of smart people, and it's targeted the average person. So you know what's going on with the Fed and why they're ruining our money supply. And there's no speculation. There's no Bilderbergs or Rothschilds behind us all. This is just plain old stupidity from a bunch of bureaucrats.
Right. Playing with our children's future. Crazy
stuff. Exactly.
Will you be bringing any copies to the event on Saturday?
Yeah, I should have, 50 or 60 books with me. I'll have plenty to sell. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, I will have something to sell.
And you might be able to get yourself a signed copy, folks, if you come down to the event Saturday. You might be able to get a signed
mm-hmm.
copy of Atlas Shouts and hear the great author of this amazing book sing some songs, too. It'll be a fun day. John, I thank you so much, and I'll see you over there in the chat room here. We're going to keep chatting all week long, I'm sure, about what's coming up here because it's going to be exciting. Shalise Finnegan-Finch and Kathleen Saucier are going to join us Saturday, 1 to 5, Lake Lindsay Road, Brooksville, Florida, at the farm. Be there, be square. I look forward to meeting up with you and sitting around the campfire playing guitars after you're done with your set Saturday night and Friday.
All right, we're going to have a blast.
All right,
buddy. Okay, yeah, Friday night. Don't
yes,
forget
sir.
Friday night. We'll have a little music, too. You can get there early.
It's a jamboree. We're going to have ourselves a jamboree.
Yep.
Excellent. All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, there he is, John Lofgren, author of Atlas Shouts. Get yourself a copy today, Amazon.com, or come to our event this weekend, Saturday, and get yourself a copy of this amazing book, signed, no less. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in every week to the Trainwreck Radio Show, the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. I want to shout out, I think my brother Butch is listening. Butch, thanks again for tuning in, my brother. It's always a pleasure to know that my family is supporting me and doing the right thing. God bless America. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take off your hat, face the flag, and rise for Dave Bray, a cappella from Pittsburgh, Star Spangled Banner. Till we meet again Thursday, good night, and God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? send bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.